We're tonight's daf is daf tes. We got to the last couple lines, the last line actually of daf ches amud beis. The Gemara says Tani chatzi shmiyei tavranis. We're talking about the different shiurim of revius. So there's a measurement called shminis tivranis. That's apparently a mida they used in Tveria and Hayashana. It's called like the old one from a long time. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan hadin didanhu. This midah, Rabbi Yochanan, was also practiced when in his time as well. So lama karilei atika. Why was it called the old midah? So min begin dehava biyome, because it was the midah that was from way back when. So the Gemara says is the Amri. Some explained dehava zira for Rabsa. Sorry, let me just tell. Your 10 hopefully will come. It wasn't you, no, Fader. Oh. Make sure he's number 10. I asked him if he could come. So he asked if there's 10. I said, you're 10. Okay. Isdamri, some say, Dahavi Zira Barabsa. Some say the reason why it changed price, it used to be a larger amount, and then during the times of Yochanan, it went down. And that's quite why it's called Yishana, because it had changed. And Isdamri, others say, Dizira, okay, he's in, Dizira, below Izira, Kimadahavis. That went down again, but didn't go as down as little as it used to be. Okay, so either way, the currency had changed over time. So Gemara wants to know, back to the discussion of a revius, kama hu shir shel kos. Anybody, what is the shir of a kos? So comes along Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, Rabbi Yossi, other sites, Rabbi Yossi bar Pevi, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, etzba'im al yirum, etzba'al mechsa shlish etzba. It's two fingers and two fingers. And times etzba, a finger and a half, and a third of an etzba. So I think it's slightly different than the Gemara Pesachim. They quote in the bottom here, it looks like. They have an extra, I think, a chomish versus a shlish. There's an extra shlish etzba here in the Yerushalmi, but the Gemara Pesachim says it should be a chomish. Slight difference in the Rashi reviews. Gemara now wants to know, Tana, Yavesh, let's say the wine is dry. I don't know how that happens, but wine became somehow a solid. So, Kizayas Divri Rabbi Nosson. So, we're going back to the discussion. I told you already, the Yushalmi is very choppy. It's just like little points, points, points. There's no real flow. So, if when it comes to halachas of carrying, we said each item that you're carrying has a different shear of what's considered chasha for that item. So, Tani Yavesh, Kizayas, if it's dried wine, it's a Kizayas. That's considered the Isser Hotza, Divri Rabbi Nosson. Rabbanan Teke Sari, Rabbi Yossi Bar Vevi, B'Shem Shmuel Asya, the Rabbi Nasan, Ku Rabbi Shimon. They pass in like Rabbi Nasan. Kimad Rabbi Shimon Amar, B'Revius. So they said it's a Revius as well. It's a Revius rather. And Kain Amar Rabbi Nasan, B'Revius. And it's a Revius, that's the shear of the wine. And L'Chshei Karish, V'Hibo Kazayas. But when it congeals, when it becomes Yavesh, so then it would be a kezayis. So it's a davar lach, it's a revius, but bedavar yavesh, it's considered you need a kezayis. Amar now says, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi ma'isa b'pirdas Rabbi Shemesa. The mule of Rabbi had died, and some blood came out. V'tiharo es diharu es dama, and they said the blood was considered tahor. Mishum tumas mishum nevela. It's not a din of nevela. We know animals are, if it dies without a proper shechita, it's nevela, and it's tumas nevela. But the blood that came out, he said, was not considered tumas nevela. So shal Rabbi Eliezer as Rabbi Simon ad kama. So how much blood do you need to be considered tame? So velo ashkech bay, he didn't respond to him. So v'shal Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he went on to ask Rabbi Yeshua what the answer is. V'amr le Rabbi Yeshua says to him, ad revius tahor. But Yosim Revius Tame. If there's less than a Revius of the Dam Nevela, so there's no Tuma. But if there's more than a Revius, so then it would be considered Tame. So the Gemara says, Uvash the Rebbe Elazar, Al Dilachazar Le Rebbe Simon Shmuasa. So it was very disturbing to Rebbe Elazar that he didn't answer the Shaila. He didn't answer what he had heard from Rebbe Shuma Levia. He kicked him. So Rabbi Bevai have a Yosef Masne Hadin Uvda. So Rabbi Bevai was sitting learning this sugya, and he was there present and learning to talk about this Maisa. And Amar Lei, so he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Barkana Ad Revius Tahor Yosef Mikan Tame. If there's less than Revius, we're chazing this Shaila, it's Tahor. But if there's more than a revius of dam, so the din is it's tame. Ubart bay, and then he kicked him, and Amalei Rabbi Zreika. So Zreika says to Rabbi, begin the shalach because he asked you a question at Bart bay, because he asks you a shali, he deserves a kicking. So Amalei begin to lohavidaiti be biatne bay, because I didn't have a clear mind on it, so I wasn't able to answer him. I guess he must have been embarrassed. He kicked him. He was like, that was his reaction for not knowing the answer. So the Amar Rabbi Chanan says that you need a clear mind to be able to ask and answer certain questions. But Pasuk says, Vayach hayacha tluyim l'cha mineged. So your life is going to be hanging across from you. Zeshela keachitim l'shana. A person who buys wheat and grains for that given year, so he buys for the year, but he has no idea if there'll be anything available for the next year. He just buys for the now, for this year. And then the next part of the pasuk says, "Upachadeta laila v'yomam." Person's going to be scared both at night and during the daytime. That refers to zeh halokeach min hasidki, a guy who buys from a baker, and he has no idea if the next week he's going to have what to buy. And then the next part of the pasuk is v'lo tamin b'chayecha, never trust in your own self. Zelokecha palter, a guy buys from a store owner, and he doesn't know if tomorrow there will be what to eat. So these are different stages of how people's trust and it's part of the tocha. They have no idea what's going to be down the line in terms of their parnasa and food. So says Rabibi now, v'onas michna palter, and I trust the palter. I live day to day, and therefore I don't have any yeshiva das, and that's why I can always answer you properly. Mar now says, Mahu Kedon. So what's the halacha? Going back to the discussion of the Dam Nevela, of that Dam Nevela is the Shir Revius, does that really make sense? So they quote a Mishnah in Mesechus Edios that Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Psora al Dam Nevela Shutar. He testified that any blood that comes from a Nevela would in fact be Tahor. So Mahu Tahor, what does it mean it's Tahor? It means Tahor Milahach Shir. Even though that blood is one of the Shiva Mashkim, so he's saying that Dam Nevela is considered Tahor Mila Hechsher. It's not going to be making a food a Hechsher to be Mekabel Tumah. Aval Tamos Mitame. But with respect to becoming Mitame, Nevela, if it's Revius Dam, does have the ability to be Mitame. Again, the testimony was only that their Dam Nevela doesn't Machsher things, implying it can be Mitame things. So we see a sheer Revius of Dam Nevela is Mitame. So the Gemara asks a question, Taman Taninam. We learn a Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin that Dam Hasheretz Kivisara. The Mishnah tells us that the blood of a Sheretz is exactly the same as the flesh of a Sheretz. What does that mean? That they both are Metame in the Shir Kadasha. The Shir of a Sheretz is a Shir of a Kadasha. It's like the size of a lentil. So just like the Basar of a Sheretz is Metame B'Kadasha, so to the Dam of a Sheretz is Metame B'Kadasha. So the Mishnah again says, Dam Asheretz Kibsaro, you equate the flesh and the blood together in Metame, but Ve'enu Machshir, that doesn't have the ability to Machshir food, to then become Kabal Tumah. Ve'en Lanu Kayotzibo, we have no other example like this at all, where something can be Metame, where the blood's Metame, but the blood isn't Machshir. So if that's the case, we just gave the example above, that Dam Nevela can be Metame, even though it cannot be Machshir. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood what Ve'en Lanu Kayotzibo means. It means Vishir Tumaso Shadamo Metame Kivsaro. That line of Ein Lanu Kiyotzibo was going on the line that the Shir of Kadasha is both the same for the Basar and the Dam. The Shir of Kadasha for the blood and the Basar are exactly the same, even though one's a Davar Lach and one's a Davar Yavish, they have the same exact Shir. That we have no other example for. But with respect to the Dam being Metame, not being Machshir, that we do have another example, namely that of the Dam Nevela. So the Gemara says, after establishing that Dam Nevela Revius is going to be Metame, comes along Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pliga Ba Trein Amarayim. It's really Machlokis Amarayim, whether or not Dam Revius of Nevela is in fact Tame or not. So Chad Amar Tame, Chad Amar Tahor. Very clear Machlokis. So Man Damar Tame, the one who thinks that Dam Nevela be Revius is Tame, goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And Man Damar Tahor, he holds Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora. So Amar Lei Rav Avdume Dimin, that's where he came from. Nechusa, I'm sorry, the name he came from, a place called Nechusa. But yes, this is correct. that we should paskin the Rabbi Yehuda Morayina de Bein Nesiyah Hava. He was the Mor Halacha, he was the Mor de Asra of the house of the Nasi, and therefore we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Dam Nevela would be Tamet. Mar now goes back to the mission that we saw yesterday, that we have to be very, very careful when the Torim, the person who's going to start emptying out the buckets of coins into the smaller coins, what he's wearing. Because we said, let's say he becomes poor. People are going to say he's probably poor because this guy probably stole from the Shkalim, and as a Mida Keneged Mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu made him go poor. So in order to make sure no one's a Choshesh him, he can't wear anything with hems, we said, or any type of thing he could kind of stick Shkalim in. So this way everyone sees he's got smooth clothing, no pockets, and he walks out Nikim. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, a Kovetz, which a person with a lot of hair, lo yisram, he cannot do the truma mifnei hachashad. There's a concern he might stick some shkalim in his hair, so he's also on the list of people who can't get a haircut. Tani hagizbarn hayu mifaspasin bekilkin. They would check. They would give him a pat down to make sure that he's not carrying any money on the way out. They apparently the mifarshim say both beforehand and then afterwards. Tani Midabrin hayu imo, the gizbarn would speak to him during the whole process, misha shu nichnas ad sha shu yotze, in order that he just distract him and make sure that he doesn't put any money in his mouth. He might swallow money and put it down and have it come out the other end. People are known to do this now, and they were known to do this back then. So they would talk to him and having him, I need to hear you talk, say something back to me, make sure you're saying something, so they don't swallow any coins down. So then the Gemara suggests maybe v'yimali pumo moi. Maybe he should put water in his mouth, and then when he comes out, he should spit it out. This way he can't come and give him a full cup, make sure he doesn't drink it. When he comes out, he spits it out. That's another way. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Tanchuma Mipnei Bracha. There's a bracha you say, Asher Kiddushan B'mitzos V'itzvanu L'hafish Chuma. So obviously he can't say the bracha if his mouth is full of water, so that's not an Eitzah. So that's why we have to keep the Torah talking the whole time through to make sure he doesn't swallow any of the shkalim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, b'Torah, b'Nevim, b'Ksuvim, atzanu. In these three svarim, we find she'adam tzarach latzeis yidei habrios. Person has to make himself clear, a clean slate in front of the people. Gederach shu'tzarach latzeis yidei amakum. Just like he has to stay clear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, b'Torah minayin dechsev. We saw this yesterday in the Mishnah. V'yisem nekim me'ashem m'Yisrael. It's actually when I applied for the Kol Elyon Bechina. So the way it usually works is that I mentioned different stories, but I never mentioned this one, I don't think, that Rav Rodenzweig and Rav Schechter, you get tested by a number of the Rosh Yeshiva, so Rav Rodenzweig and Rav Schechter are considered the hardest ones. So, but normally if you're a Talmud of one of them, they're pretty easy on you. So Rav Schechter wouldn't normally test his Talmudim. Rav Rodenzweig, he would a little bit. So when I met with him to take the Kol Elyon Bechina, he said, I would let you off the hook. But we're Nakim, he says, make sure that we have to be clean and make sure no one's choshed anything going on here. So we have to just do a little bechino, have a little discussion in my office. And then it was a short 10-15 minute discussion. And he used this pasuk in order to explain why he was giving him a bechino. Okay. So anyways, the Gemara now says, where are we? Again, v'yisem Nakim me'ashem m'Yisrael. B'nevim minayin. Where do we see Benevim, the concept exists, a person should be Nakim in front of the eyes of the Brios. The Pasuk in Yeshua says, Kel Elokim Hashem, and it finishes off, V'Yisrael Hu Yeda. That Yisrael should be aware of what's going on, make sure you're clear in their eyes. And finally, V'Ksuvim, in the Pasuk in Mishle, it says, Minayin, in the eyes of man, in the eyes of God, you should always have chen and tov in their eyes and be clean in front of them. So the Gemara says, Gamliel, certain Chacham Gamliel, I don't know if it's Rabbi Gamliel related to that family, but Gamliel Zuga, apparently his job was, he was a shadchan, the Mefarshim explained. So Gamliel Zuga, Shal the Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, Ezu Mechuvar Shebekulam. Of the three psukim we brought, which is the clearest proof of this concept of being clean, Beinei Abrios? And so he answered, Amarlei, V'yisem Nikim Me'ashem U'Yisrael. That was the clearest one, the clearest proof that person has to always make sure there's no chashad in front of the eyes of the people.
What's his name?
It's Zuga. It was like a last name. It was his a profession. Is it differently there?
Okay,
here they say it was a shadchan. Here they say it was a shadchan. Yeah. Fine. So the Gemara says, the new Mishnah, new Halacha, Shebeis Rabbi Gamliel, Haya Nichnas, V'shiklu Bein Etzvosav, U'zroka Lefnei Atorim, V'atorim Miskaven U'dachava L'tocha Kupa. The house of Rabbi Gamliel, the house of the Nasi, they wanted that their shkalim are the ones taken first to buy the first carbon. So they would take their shkalim between their knuckles, so everyone would see, here's my shekel. They put it right in front of the Torim, and drop it in front of him, and he sees which of the coin the house of Gamliel put in. And he made sure, with Kavanah, that he pushed it off to the box that's going to get chosen first. That's what he wanted to be involved in the first, to make sure at the end of the year their shkalim was used to actually buy a carbon. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Ein hatorim torim ad shehu omer lahem esrom. He has to ask. He's not able to do a truma until he asks the gizbarim. And there are people who are overseeing. The treasurers were there. And then you had a torim. It seems to be not part of the gizbar. I don't know how you get chosen to be a torim. But whoever comes in to be the torim, he needs to ask esrom. Should I do it? Vehein, and they have to say omer lo trom trom trom. Say it three times. And shalosh pamim. They say it three times. And this is a. We have conversations like this elsewhere. Anybody know other Mishnah that talks about such a conversation, a similar conversation? What? HaShakodesh. Not this type of dialogue. They say this dialogue? Yeah, that's what they say back. But there's no conversation back and forth between the different parties in the Beis Hamikdash. Kedusha, not Sota. Kedusha. We have that. And it's not a Mishnah. We have that response. That's true. In the Beis Hamikdash. No, that's a dialogue between the Kohen. The Omer might be an example. They did ask the question. The Beis Din, should I cut? They said you should cut. What? But we say Mukomavaser. That's what we said also. Exactly. The Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah in Third Parak Yuma talks about this. Give you guys a chance a little bit. And you realize you guys need a little bit of help. It doesn't give you chances. Okay, fine. So Yuma, yeah. So the point is that when the Kohen needs to wait for sunrise before he could do any of the avoda, before the first avoda takes place. So he asks to ask, the guy goes on the roof, do you see the sun? I see the sun. Do you see it ad sheba yericho? I think it says, I see ad sheba yericho. And then there's a conversation back and forth, and finally they say, okay, now you could go ahead and go do the shechita, have the carbon tamen. Or they made the tefillah first, the mikvah first, okay. The mission now says, Tarm es harishona. So then they would take, remember they had three big boxes, of each had nine saw of shkalim, and then they had three smaller ones. So the three boxes were full up to the top. So what they would do is, they would first, Tarm es harishona, they would take the first big box, and then they would start pouring into the small boxes. And first, the small one that had an aleph on it, to get to the top, and b'chipa, then they would cover that one up. Bikat Tavlios. And then they cover with this type of cover. And then they continue to go to the second one, Hashnia, and they take three saw from the, again, they take three from the first one. And they pour it to the first one's top until the first one gets full. They put the big one back and they cover the big one. The big one now is a third empty, but it's 2/3 full. Then they take the second big box, the Ashnia, and they pour it into the second one that says base, which only three saw could fit in the small one, and they put the big one back down. Now the big one, the second big one, is a third empty. There's 2/3 full, and v'chipa b'katavlios, and they cover that one as well. And then the shlishis, they do the same thing, take the big third one and pour it into the small third one, so three saw fill the third small one, but now that third big one they put back in place, there's a third empty, but that one, shlishis lo hayem mechabe, they wouldn't cover this third one. And then they go on to explain that for the next round, after they use these three kupos, then for the next round they'd start with a third big box and put in the aleph, and then go back to the first one, put it in the beis, and then the beis put it in the gimel, and then the beis would leave empty, uncovered again. And then they start with the second one first. They put the second one in the first one, the third one in the second one, if you're following the first one. So each of the big boxes has an opportunity to fill up the small box that had an aleph on it. That was the idea. And this took place, Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkot. So the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, V'lama haya mechape, why would they cover the box, the big boxes, after emptying them out? Shema yishkach v'yisrom min adavar hatarim. Because maybe you'll accidentally take from the big box again for the first one, for the next round, for Shavuos. So he wanted to cover the ones that already had their opportunity, leave the open one for the one that's going to be the Aleph for the next cycle. So then the Mishnah says, Tarim es harishona. So after they've poured out from the big box, they would say, L'shem Eretz Yisrael. They'd say this is for the purpose of Eretz Yisrael, for the sake, because the way the box is filled up, if you remember, depending how far you lived, which ones got there first. So those who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Mestama filled up the first box. So that was L'shem Eretz Yisrael, the first box. Hashnia, the second box, they would say, L'shem Krachem Amukfen Lo. The cities that surrounded Eretz Yisrael, which got to theirs, they were second in coming to the base of Mikdash. So they filled up the second box. And finally, the Shlish is the third big box, which L'shem Bavel, L'shem Madai, U'L'shem Medinas Rechokos, and they were L'shem to cover the bases for all the other countries that were further away. They were the ones who came the latest and filled up the third and final box. So Gemara now says, Shal Beis Rav Gamliel v'chule, that they wanted to be part of the Karbanos. So the Gemara asks, Ila hayushnei kriyim. So let's say a person has two piles, two pile of tevel. You take pile one, you separate truma, and you want that truma to cover both piles. Even though I didn't take from the second pile, I only took from pile one, but that truma is able to cover both of these piles. So he asks, the Gemara asks, v'ilu hayashnei kriyim, if he had two mounds of tevel, v'tar me'echad mehen al chaveru, he takes from one in order to be matir the second one as well, shema lapater chaveru, would you think that wouldn't work? Of course it works. Even though I didn't take truma from the second pile, we know you're able to, one truma could really poter two piles. So the Gemara says, why is there any difference? So why is the base Rabbi Gamliel so concerned that their shekel is not used to buy the carbon talmid? They won't have a chalik in it? Of course. It's all one big pile. The three piles here, let's say. But you take from one, all of Klai Yisrael is included in the Karbanos. So why are they so makbid on this for? So the Gemara says, again, you have to explain what this means. Hanachas ruach hilahem. It was giving them nachas ruach, sheloye carbon miskari of elam mishal hen tchila. They wanted to be zaris. They wanted their mitzvahs. Even though lemaisa didn't really mean anything, everyone had the same chelik. It gave them nachas ruach. So this is, we've discussed this in Maseches Chagiga, when the women were doing smicha, even though the women are pater from doing smicha, einam smochos, we let them do smicha anyway, give them nachas ruach, they want to. So sometimes we give in to what the women like, and sometimes we don't give in to what the women like. So sometimes we have this concept of nachas ruach, we don't really care, we're mevater, let the Beis Rav Gamliel have their way, and let them push the shkalim in first. We'll just let it slide. That's nachas ruach. Gemara now says, Tani, the Brisa says, Shamat es hakatavios. If, let's say, the covers fall off of the big ones, and then through this, all the different boxes get confused. It becomes nasu kulan shiraim, and all becomes leftover. And what does that mean? So the Chazon Ish points out in the bottom here, at least in the Masifta, that it's really hard to understand this text of the Gemara here. It doesn't have much hesber, but the way the Masifta is going with here is that since it all gets mixed together, and you don't know which ones came from which box, it all becomes usher to be used. And you can't use it to buy the Karbanos Tzibur. You have to collect the new funds now for the Mikan Labav for the remaining part of the year.
Because you mixed up what was Nitram with what wasn't Nitram, so you can't take from that anymore. The way our scroll explains the covers is that the cover went, after they took the first Truma out, they covered what remained in the box.
Right.
And then they put new collections on top of that. So if the cover was removed at some point, then the new collections got mixed up with stuff that had already been Nitram.
Right, so that's
so
all right.
Uh-huh. So now they're all considered Shiraim. You can't take a new you can't take a new Truma from them when they need Shavuos time. If the money that came in between Pesach and Shavuos got mixed up with the money from before Pesach, then you can't take a new Truma from it on Shavuos time.
So it must be assuming that there's a real din of Tevel and Truma when it comes to the Shkalim, which is not Pasha that that's the case. Meaning the way I understood that all the money brought to the base of Migdash, it's used as it comes in, and everyone's all collected. But now, really taking this seriously, that there's a real Hafrashas Truma, and that really means if whatever's left over is Shiraim, and whatever didn't receive the Hafrashas Truma is considered Tevel, that's a real extreme. But I guess that's how the articles are taking that approach, or maybe that's Pashup Shot of the Yushami. The Kovda Chazon Ish says, according to the Rambam, I don't know what the Rambam says, but according to the Rambam, this piece of Gemara doesn't make much sense.
Well, yeah, they had one note here that the Rambam's got a completely different sheet to have this happen than anybody else.
So okay, that's okay. That makes it more complicated. Okay, very good. The Gemara now says, Tane, Shlishis hi haisa ashira shebechulam. So the third group that came the latest was the richest among all them, because shayu ba trios shel zahova vidarkona shel zav. So apparently they had sent from Bavel. They had sent along with them some nice gold clothing and coins that were worth more. So they added more into it as well. I don't know what it was used for exactly. Maybe they were poed it.
The further the distance, they sent more expensive coins because they had to combine it together.
It was easier for them to send the gold than the shkalim, so they redeemed the shkalim onto the gold.
It was easier
because they were far away.
They were farther away.
So wasn't that they were Ashira, or maybe the fact they have such things to redeem onto showed?
They were fancier coins in the third truma.
Uh-huh. It was all the same value, though. Everyone had half a shekel, but just they used...
No, but they took the half shekels and combined them into gold coins because it was easier to transport.
I mean, but how does it indicate that they were wealthier, though?
Doesn't say they were wealthier.
Because they had the gold.
The fact that they had access to such things.
The coins that they had.
That indicates.
Individual coins.
And the later stuff had more valuable coins.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine.
The other ones, like the first ones closer, had like more quarters, and the other ones had more silver dollars.
It's all the same amount of money.
Same amount, right, but it was worth
But the fact that they had access to more expensive clothing or bigger $100 bills.
Right.
Fine. So Gemara now says, Tani, Tara Mesar Yishon, L'shem Eretz Yisrael, L'shem Kol Yisrael. Even though the first one was from Eretz Yisrael, they had in mind all of Klal Yisrael. And for the Shni as well, it wasn't only L'shem Krachem Mukfim, there was L'shem Krachem Mukafim, and also L'shem Kol Yisrael. And again, finally, the Shlishis was L'shem Bavel, Umadai, L'shem Medinos HaRachokos, and as well, L'shem Kol Yisrael. Okay. Gemara now says, Tani, Natal Mina Rishona. They would take from the first box, the small box that said Aleph on it. They take from there for the purpose of buying the karbanos. And then for Shavuos, they would take from the second box. V'afa pisha dain yesh b'rishona. Natal Mina Shnia. So even though they may have had some leftover from the first one that they didn't use up Pesach time, Shavuos came 49 days later. They wanted to start Pesach Shavuos time from the Kupa Beis. And Natal Min HaShniya. And Afa Pisha Yesh B'Shniya Natal Min HaShlishis. The same thing if Sukkot time came around. And now it was they had some leftovers in the Shniya. They would still take from the third one, even though there was a remaining part. That's what the halacha is. So Gemara now says, Shal M'Shlishis. Let's say you've completed Sukkot time, you ran out of the third one. So then Chosh L'Shniya, go to the one before it, if there's any remaining coins. If Shal Mashniya, if you've used up all the coins in Kupa Bay, so then Rishon, you go back to whatever's left over in Aleph. If Shal Mashlashon, if you use up all three small boxes, so then, or all the money that's available in the Shkolim, in all three boxes as well, so then Chos of Ashoka, you have to go ahead and start raising more funds from the Klal Yisrael to send more shekels.
If it's Chos of Ashoka, you go back to the big boxes if there was more money that came in.
There seems to be a machlokas here. They quote down here, "Machrizin letzibur shiaviu shkalim pam nosefes." That's they're quoting the. So let's see in the bottom here. Let's see who else they quote. Yeah, you're right. Others quote what you said that they go back to the big box to fill up.
Right. Any new money that comes in even after the third.
Right. Okay. Gemara now said Rabbi Meir Omer that they wouldn't go back to take additional shkalim. Chozer l'shirayim. They would go back to whatever's remaining. This is what your pshat was saying, back to the big boxes. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Mualin Bishirayim, Shemi Yitztarchul Hem Basof. So even though you emptied out from the big boxes and used it to fill up the small boxes, and there is still left over, what's called Shirayim. So he says, it's also to get Hanar from Shirayim, because you never know if you need to use the surplus of funds to fund the future Karbanos Tzibur.
Even in extenuating circumstances, what we said before, he said that maybe there was a real tevel in the shirayim and everything. But here, it holds that if you need to, you go to the shirayim anyway.
Which sounds like he must be going against the previous case of very good. Okay, Gemara now says a very famous Gemara. We have a parallel Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but there are notable differences here. The Gemara says, "V'ha'chein haya Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer Zrizus Mivili de Nikias and Nikias Mivili de Tara." Tara mivili de kedusha, kedusha mivili de anava, anava mivili de yirashet, yirashet mivili de chasidus, chasidus mivili de ruach hakodesh mivili de tchias amesim mivili de aliyah zach latov. This is the introduction to Ramchal, the Mesilas Yesharim, but it's also Gemara Avodah Zarah. There is one noteworthy thing that's left off the list. Anybody know?
Can we read it?
What?
Can we read it?
This is from, to what I recall, it's missing one thing that's on the list of Avodah Zarah. What? It says Rezus.
Rezus is the first one.
No, yeah. Zahiris is not there.
Is that one? You're right. It does fit Zahiris. That's one of them. There's another one also, I thought. Maybe I'm wrong then, when I'm remembering. You're right, Zahiris is not on the list here. I thought Torah was one of them on the list in Avodah Zarah as well. Is it not? I thought Torah was on the list, and that we have there's a bigger difference between Yerushalmi and the Bavli in this regard, because of that. No one's seeing that? I'm making this up.
Those versions differ somewhat from our version, both in the number of attributes and the
He's looking up the Avodah Zarah. Which daf is it? On the bottom.
How you wrote this connection to this with Pinchas Manure?
Not really sure. Thank you. So it says, the first one, Torah Mevili de Zahiris. The very first one, it misses.
This one doesn't even have Zahiris.
Yeah. So Torah Mevili de Zahiris, Zahiris Mevili de Zahiris. So Torah is the first one that's off the list. So what they say here, I don't know if I have my own or I saw it somewhere else, I can't remember. But I mentioned this before, one of the big differences between the Yerushalmi and the...
We should have read that.
No. It's not in mine, I don't think.
It's not there. In the bracket, on the left-hand column, in footnote 16.
Uh-huh. 16. Oh, here we go. Mine has it also on the footnote.
The page before.
Mine's Yud Gimel, those following the Masifta.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's here in 11th chapter.
So I'll tell you the shot. I can't remember if it's my thing or I saw it somewhere else. Maybe if Cook said this, I don't know. So the Bavli Yushami, one of the big differences is that the Bavli is called a Mishnah and Yushami is called a Halacha. And I mentioned this in the past, I think, though, that the Yushami was focused more on Halacha L'maisa, the bottom line, and the Bavli is more focused on the Asik and the Amelis B'Torah, and the Halacha is also important, but more of the involvement. That's why the Yushami doesn't spend so much time on questions and answers and rayas. It's just very, very choppy. Bottom line. As opposed to the Bavli, is an involvement of the learning itself. There's value to the learning of the Torah. So that's why the Yushami leaves out Torah, because it's not about the learning of the Asik, but Torah is not really an end in its own. It's really about the Halach Lamaisa. Not to say Torah is not important, of course, but the Asik, but Torah is not so important. So that's why there's a statement. We had this here a couple of days ago, right? With when I was here Tuesday night, the Yushami, when David HaMelech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I rather your Ma'isim Tovim more than the Alfei Alafos. Right, but the Bavli says in Lamed Aleph or so in Shabbos that I rather your Torah than the Karbanos of Shlomo. So while the Bavli says Torah, the Yushami says Ma'isim Tovim. So here as well, by this whole discussion, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the Bavli says Torah, and the Yushami doesn't mention Torah. So there's a certain consistency of how their perception of Asik b'Torah is, I think. Again, there's a part of a larger Mahalach, which Rav Kook speaks about. I don't know if he brings this as one of the Rayas.
Because it seems to know that I just asked about what's the connection, the Tatma Chadatan says, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and also would explain why he's starting from his Rizus, because the whole Indian is joining Rav Leo.
Ah, for his Rizus.
He wanted his
thing. Right, gotcha. So it's all about his Rizus.
That's what it's like.
Very good. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rizus Mevila de Nikias. How do you know? Dechsev Vechila Mechaper. That's a big parsha, I think, right? Vechila Mechaper? I believe so. Vechila is a lashon of Rizus to get rid of it quickly. So, Chila leads to Kapara, leads to Nikias. No, is it not? Nikias Mevila de Tara. Dechsev Vechiper Alea Koin Vitara. After a person has Nikias, it leads to Tara like the Pasuk. And Tara Mevia Lide Kedusha Dechsiv Bitiharo Vikidsho. And Kedusha Mevia Lide Anova Dechsiv Ki Chomar Ram Venisa Shechinad Vikadosh Mamaro Mikadosh Eshkon Vestaka Ushvaruach. So through the Kedusha Vikadosh Baruch, it's going to create humility. Anova Mevia Lide Yiras Chait Dechsiv Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. And Yerushchei Mevili Dei Chasidus Tichsev Chesed Hashem Meolam Varolam Al Yireyav. And Chasidus Mevili Dei Ruach Hakodesh Tichsev Oz Dibarta B'Chazon LeChasidecha. And then Ruach Hakodesh Mevili Dei Tchias Amesim Tichsev Nasati Ruchi Vachem V'Chiyisem. And finally Tchias Amesim Mevili Dei Eliyahu Zacholatov Tichsev Hineh Anochi Shalech Lachem Esel Yohanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadol V'Hanorah. And then the Gemara finishes off the parak saying that Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir kol mi shekavua be'eretz Yisrael, anybody who lives established himself in Eretz Yisrael, he's given who medaber lashon hakodesh and speaks Hebrew, and ve'ocha perosav eats the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, b'tara v'kari kriyashma b'boker v'erev says the statement yehi mevusar sheben ben olam habahu, he is going to be zocher for olam haba if you accomplish all these different things. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll give a few minutes for Fader.